Oh, and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're having a great day today. And you know what? It's my privilege and honor to come to you around the world every day to tell you about the love of Jesus. I actually preach the gospel of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ. Some people don't realize that because I teach so much stuff in the up here, meaning on the other side of the veil, but there's none of that is, it means anything without you stepping into the beginning of the gospel, which the gospel is the completeness of Jesus. It's not just the death, burial, and resurrection, though the death, burial, and resurrection is complete in itself, if that makes sense to you. It is complete salvation. It is finished on the cross. It is his grace shed abroad that all man may know the Father once again, be reinstated to their rightful state in the heavenly realm for eternity, is the beginning of the gospel, but that's not the completed gospel. I've had people ask me so many times, man, we need to go back and preach Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I remember we were getting ready to go do a conference a few years ago, and these people wanted to cancel that location because somebody said something and some prophet said something. I don't want to go into the deep details of it. But they were like, man, we need to preach Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All we're talking about is Yod Heh Vav Heh and going on the other side of the realm and, you know, basically the attributes of the kingdom of God. And my God, where did we miss that? Is it not known that it's only by the grace of Yahweh that I become who I am, that I may go walk with Yahweh? It's his grace through salvation of Yeshua, being seated in Christ Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, born again, John 3:16-17, coming alive in your life, that you are able to go into the facets of the kingdom of God and become all that Yahweh has for you. For by grace you were saved, at least any man boasts. But no, not I, not me, my flesh, but by Jesus Christ, by Yeshua, I have received the glorious light of the Lamb of God that now allows me to step into the fullness. See, the Bible talks we see in part and hear in part, and we grow from, you know, more knowledge to more knowledge, from here a little and there a little, moving forward. Well, you have to step into Jesus, Yeshua. You step into him. Right? That's how we get born again. We ask Jesus to come in our heart, repent of our sins. And we do the transformation where our spirit man was dormant under the law of sin and death. And now our spirit man becomes alive under the law of liberty and life in the love of Yahweh, the love of Yeshua, the love of the Holy Ghost becomes our all in all. And now we are born again. Born from above, reinstated into Zion, our rightful place. Our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and its frequency and through the heavens of who we are and the greatness of the Yod Heh Vav Heh, who we are sitting in the Yod Heh Shin Vav Heh, who we are sitting in Urat Kadesh, who we are sitting in Yeshua's blood covered mercy seat, that I go sit in on the throne of Yahweh next to Yeshua, inside of Yeshua, filled with the Holy Spirit, sealed by the seven spirits of God, speaking unto the earth the wisdom and the mind and the might of Yahweh, and therefore I am in grace. See, that's being in grace. Grace is not just the completions of your sins forgiven, though they encompass that. Grace is the fullness that I can be reinstated to who I am as a spirit being, where I came from out of the heavenly places before I was born in my mother's womb, where I came from. I am reinstated to that moment. I'm not reinstated into a carnal flesh being, though I do live in my flesh. I have to put up with this thing, but I love this flesh. So I even said that wrong. That's old age thinking I have to put up with it. I don't have to put up with it. I love my flesh because he stands in awe of Elohim that I serve that's inside of me. I love my body because it stands in awe of Elohim, Yeshua the Christ, Urat Kadesh, that which lives and rules and reigns inside my spirit, overshadowing my soul, overshadowing my body. I'm not at war. This is another aspect of living in grace, see? I'm living in grace, so therefore I'm holy because he said I was holy, not because I'm trying to become holy. He said I'm righteous, so I'm living in grace, not because I'm trying to be righteous. I'm living in righteousness because he who has called me has made me righteous. Of course I long to walk uprightly before the Lord. I am not taking away from the value of you and I walking uprightly before the Lord. It will be an easier, better life for you, but I'm also not making that the rule of thumb for my righteousness, because a man on a cross hung there and was beaten and was nailed to the cross and bearing the thorns and the whips on his back and to his mingled to the point they could not see my king, they could not see my savior, and he bore the sins of the earth, of the heavens, of the world, of eternity, and it cannot be tainted by humanity of my own flesh. It was too powerful. It was too glorious. It was too constant. He and he alone was the worthy one. And he now sits on the right hand of the Father, and his blood covenant sits on the mercy seat as this light gases, looking like blood-like gases that Yahweh inhales daily before him, the glory of his Son who brought back the sons into right relationship to know him after his love. To know him after his love. Well, brother, if you teach us that, we're just going to get on out here and go do what you want. Some of you need to get out there and go do what you want. I mean, don't go too crazy, because don't forget the flesh. We'll call out to the flesh. But in the same hand, you don't need to be trying to put something on you that says, oh, this makes me righteous. No, Jesus makes you righteous. And out of that, you want to walk uprightly before the Lord. Jesus makes you holy. So out of that, you want to reflect the holiness that's inside of you. Holiness is a being, folks. It's not an action. Holiness is a gift. It's not something you obtain on your own accord, just like salvation cannot be obtained on your own accord. And mercy and grace follow you all the days of your life, even in your natural. So many people listen to me around the world and have done things in their life many, many times. All one time was enough to shame them or scar them in their mind or their emotions or their will or the limitations of their thoughts of who they are before Yahweh. Or maybe they just don't like how they handled this current situation. There's someone right now I'm seeing in the spirit. You don't like how you're handling a situation when someone acts up around you and sometimes it irritates you. You know what? Just begin to laugh. That's what I feel. Holy laughter. Holy laughter. Don't go laugh in these people's face, but just begin to laugh inside. Laugh at the joy of the Lord is your strength, because the joy of the Lord will give you strength to love that person when they are unlovable and forgive them when they need to be forgiven. Give the same grace that's given to you. I had an opportunity one time to judge something and judge someone, and they were doing something that I didn't like, I thought it was wrong. And I thought for a second, what about the mercy and grace that's been on my life? Let me apply the mercy and grace on my life to this situation. Now, all of a sudden, their issue seemed like nothing to me, because he that was given the mercy and grace of God should live a life of giving mercy and grace. That will win them to Christ. That will cover them and pull them in and still give them the opportunity to know Yahweh, Yahshua, Holy Ghost. That's the mercy of God. His grace is upon you that you can go in the heavenly realm. His grace is upon you that you can go sit in the mountain of the Lord. His grace is upon you that you can understand and receive your Hebrew living letter name, just like mine. Segimah Bay, Samat, Gog, Gimel, Ayin, Bet Yod, speaks out, Son of Light, going into the heavens before the full supply of Yahweh, receiving the fullness of God. Now, everyone has a different name, just like I have a different name than you. And Yahweh's name is upon you. Whether you know it or not, it's already upon you. Just begin to engage Holy Spirit, who show you, because he wants to show you, I sense your name. I sense your name. Apostle Aaron taught us to go by this, I don't want to say formula, but this rule of thought of gathering six letters out of the Hebrew living letters and that speak to you, and then put them together, sound them out in your mind what Yahweh's telling you. But you're not bound to six. I know some people with four. I know some people with eight or nine. It's what Yahweh tells you. but you must have a framework to work with. So this is what I'm telling you to do, this to begin to seek him. Begin to engage. Yahweh wants to give this to you. Oh, the Holy Ghost is on you. He's speaking to you. It's already in your heart. I see it already sitting in your heart, sitting on your throne. They're dancing. The Hebrew Living Letters are dancing on you. Just go dance with them and see what they'll say to you. Well, once again, this is Apostle Craig Wells. I love you so much. Share us with your friends. We're growing. We're in 90 countries now. I remember when we were only one country. We're in 90 countries now and growing. Share us with your neighbor next door or your friend around the world. And so we can join together as we engage Yahweh, Yeshua, and Holy Ghost, becoming more like him for what he made us to be. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. Shalom. Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sick Emma Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And I want to do, I guess what I'm saying is a special podcast. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Damon Adams. That's on my staff that sent me a podcast from one of my good friends, Apostle Damon Thompson from the Homestead Church in Mobile, which was formerly Gates of Zion, which was formerly Rock Church, where I come from, where I grew up at for 30 years. And it really ministered to me. And I just want to share about it. I'm not going to try to do it justice like Damon preached it, but it reminded me of some things that I've been dealing with and some things that that I've preached many times. But sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. So even though it might be something you've heard before, sometimes you need that reinforcement of what that message is about. So I want to talk about the love of God. Now, it sounds so simple when I say that. I want Holy Spirit to give me the words, because it comes from divine identity or divine union with Yahweh and you. I want to read something real quick. I wasn't even planning on reading this, but it's coming to my mind, and it's from a book called The Spiritual Hunger, The God-Man. It's sermons from Dr. John G. Lake. Everyone, I'm sure, has heard of John G. Lake. And I want to read this little thing that I read a lot to myself. I am a believer in the partnership of man and God. I believe there is a fusing, a symposium of the soul of God and the soul of man, the two becoming one. Not a saved man and a glorious God, but a man infused into God and God infused into man, one divine creation. And so the Lord brought that back to my mind as I was just now, I'll be honest with you, because I wasn't going to mention it. But as I said, divine love of Yahweh, divine identity. You know, it's something that you fight somewhere in your life. I just want to get real with you, because what he was talking about in his podcast, all right, so if you want to look it up, it's called Full Acceptance Dismisses the Spirit of Rejection by Damon Thompson Ministries on Spotify. And we fight from time to time a spirit of rejection. Now, we fight it spiritually, we fight it mentally, we fight it emotionally, we fight it in our daily life sometimes. Sometimes we fight it from a spouse, from children, from bosses, from jobs, from a million different things. It can go all the way back to childhood. It can even go back into the generations before you got here. And I noticed in my life that I fought that. And I'm pretty outgoing, pretty, you know, flamboyant as a personality, right? And not too much worried about rejection. But deep inside, there are some areas that I could look back on and say, wait a minute, you know what? I think I was fighting a spirit of rejection. And then when you take the church involved in your life, and I love the church, so I'm not knocking the church. I'm an apostle of a church, and I preach to the church, the body of Christ, every day on podcasts and videos. So I love the body of Christ. But they did a good job of bringing rejection into the kingdom of God. They did a good job of bringing in you not being good enough into the kingdom of God, and you not, you know, hitting the mark You're not making it right. You're not good enough to be that deacon or that bishop or that minister. You're not good enough to go teach that class, or maybe you're not qualified for this. And I understand there is a responsibility in all those privileges that we do. But it also goes over the pulpit that you're not good enough. You know what? Hey, you lusted. You should have never lusted. You talked bad. You gossiped. You should have never did that. You should have never. It's like the church has been sin conscious their whole life. And what you focus on is what you grow. So in our minds, we always feel unapproved before Yahweh, no matter how much he tells us we're approved of him. I can show you scriptures that I can preach to you that will make you feel unapproved. And we believe that much more than we believe about us being approved. Maybe not all the time, but go ahead and do something wrong or think something wrong or get upset or something silly happen in your life where you don't act out what you would consider would be the righteous, upright thing to do. A lot of times rejection, a feeling of rejection, a feeling of condemnation, a feeling of guilt, a feeling of shame. I'm not talking about conviction of the Holy Spirit, but conviction of the Holy Spirit never has rejection in it, never has condemnation in it, never has guilt and shame in it. The conviction of Holy Spirit is conviction of righteousness, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not a conviction of, oh, you bad. No, it's a conviction of reminding you who you are so you can step back into the placement of who you are before Yahweh under the cross. Inside the cross, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life I live by the faith in the Son of God. So therefore, I'm not living out of my own flesh. I'm living out of the crucified life that Yeshua lived. I'm not living out of the crucified life that I live because I could not live up to that, not giving me a license to go and do whatever I want, but also not giving me a lawless personality that my God is a judge with a gavel looking to destroy me every time I do something wrong, every time I make a mistake, every time there's a sickness that comes against me, who sinned, every time a problem comes against me, what doorway did I open? Every time this happens, oh my God, I must have did something, opened a gateway. See, those are all rejections from what you feel about being protected by your loving Father. And most of that comes from our life itself, not from God. Actually, none of it comes from God. No, Yahweh is perfect love. And in perfect love, you have perfect union and perfect identity. That perfect identity comes from the love of the Father that we must step into and receive by faith. And two, it renews our mind into the perfection of the revelation that I have perfect identity in Christ Yeshua. I'm a son, male or female. I'm a son of the Most High God. Means I'm fully accepted. I have full assurance that I am in right right relationship with Yahweh through Christ Jesus. Right relationship with Yahweh through Christ Yeshua, not through me eating from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, which would tell you do good, get good, do bad, get bad. You know, it kind of reminds me, I was actually talking to Pastor Tammy today. And when I was talking to Pastor Tammy, we were kind of talking about some of this stuff. And what Yahweh was saying, and one of the things that she was bringing up in our conversation is to walk in your divine identity in Yeshua. And I was asking her, I said, you know, I understand that I preach it, but what does it really mean to her? Which it really bore witness in my spirit. So hopefully it bears witness in your spirit. And this is what she said. And so I wrote it in my words to pray, Yahweh, help me to remember who I am when I was with you before the beginning of time. So my divine identity isn't a sinner saved by grace, though that is the transition that happens by the precious blood of Yeshua. But the transition that really happens is a transfiguration back into the high place of who I was when I was with Yahweh. And when he created me to come into the fullness of who I was out of his loins in the heavens, when he said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, when he said, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, plans to do you good. This is before you ever come to the earth. I know you. I know my thoughts towards you. I have nothing but excellence towards you. You're my son, or you're my daughter. You're mine, correct? So he's already saying this because he created you into the heavenly realm from himself, from the essence of himself, from the divine nature of himself. And then we come into this sinful world. We come under the law of sin and death. And we come into a world that transitions us into the natural realm. We forget the fullness of what we were. We forget the fullness of who we are. And we live out our natural world by the natural circumstances of life around us, until we get born again, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in our life. So once I go by faith and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, I am now born again, born from above, where I've been reinstated into the divine identity of who I was when God first made me. That divine identity is inside Yeshua the Christ, and it gives me my identity, which is perfect love, the perfect union. That's why I read John G. Lake's part. It's the soul of man and the soul of God becoming one. Yeshua bridged the gap and he pulled the fullness of you into the Father. The fullness of the Father into you. Read the word. Read John chapter 17. When he said, I will be in you and you will be in me, and you will be in my Father and I will be in my Father. He also said the same love. He prayed to the Father and told you the same love that the Father has for Yeshua is the same love he has for you. The same glory that God has for Yeshua is the same glory he has for you. So I step into identity of Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. Once again, nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. So I live my righteousness out through the faith of the Son of God. Therefore, I'm righteous. I live my holiness out through the faith of the Son of God. Therefore, I'm holiness. I live my uprightness out through the faith of the Son of God. Therefore, I am upright. Well, brother, don't we have a responsibility? Yes. But your responsibility doesn't make you a son that's fully accepted by God. Jesus makes you a son that's fully accepted by God. Oh, can I say that one more time? Your responsibility to walk upright before God does not make you a son fully accepted by God. Your faith in Jesus Christ and his righteousness being applied to you, like it says in Romans chapter 3, 4, and 5, if you read it in the Passion Translation, I love that translation the best, where it said it was accredited to Abraham by faith that he believed God, so it was accredited to him for righteousness' sake. So how much more, as if sin was brought into the world by Adam, could not righteousness be brought into the world by Yeshua? So therefore, because Adam disobeyed and brought sin to all mankind, Jesus obeyed and brought even much more righteousness and grace to all mankind. So my righteousness is now established in the cross of Christ in Yeshua's life, not in me. I'm dead to Christ. Oh, but you have that natural man. No, that's eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when I eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I begin to judge myself. Do I'm doing good? Am I doing bad? Did I pray enough? Did I read enough? Did I do this enough? Did I sin? Did I not sin? Oh, God, have mercy on me. I'm not saying that you don't need to repent. If you sin, you don't need to ask forgiveness. Go to the courts, deal with Yahweh, wash it clean. I'm just telling you, you are a blood-washed son at all times, because your sin can't stain the blood, because the blood erases sin. It's kind of like, you know, we have this horrible idea the church taught us that sin taints the blood, when the blood was poured out for sin. And we made everything about sin, and everything you face and everything you focus on grows and develops. And that's why sin is in everyone's life sooner or later. And even the Bible says that all of sin comes short of the glory of God, but the gift of God, come on, can you say it with me? The gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is the righteousness. I know I'm not doing it justice. You need to listen to Damon Thompson's service, but I will tell you this, that divine identity, that you are a righteous son, complete by God himself, not by you or your works, is being transferred to your mind. We're renewing your mind with it. And when this takes over your mind, that's why it says to renew your mind, you will act out what you think you needed to be upright in. It will take over. Instead of trying to seal the dog, chain the dog. Remember Apostle Paul used to tell us, you can chain the dog, but he's still there. So chaining the dog isn't working. Oh, you can chain the dog. I've seen things I didn't do for 10 years. All of a sudden, I went and did something stupid. I'm like, how in the world did I say that? I'd never talk like that. Mike, it was only chained up. See, I was trying to mimic behavior instead of renewing the mind. Renewing the mind isn't renewing my mind about sins. Renewing my mind is renewing in who I am and who I live and how I have my being in. I live, I move, and have my being in Christ Yeshua. Therefore, I walk in divine identity of the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I walk in the divine identity of Christ Jesus. That's who I walk in. That's where you walk in. Yahweh gives that to you. Yahweh gives that to you. It's all given to you. You are the beloved of Yahweh. Come on, declare that over. Say, I am the beloved of my Father, Abba. Thank you, Jesus, Yeshua, my Savior, and my King. Now, right now, I want to take authority over something. I take authority over rejection in your life from man, from God, from yourself. Most of the time, we reject ourselves. We think it's other things. It's an insecurity inside of us. No more rejection. No more abandonment spirit. God is not abandoning you, though many have. No more orphan spirit, though many might have made you orphan, but Yeshua never will. He said, I never leave you or forsake you. I denounce the spirit of rejection and that vile, unclean spirit of fear and abandonment and unprotection upon you. Yahweh says you are protected by the blood covenant. I decree the Holy Spirit over you. I decree life over you in the name of Yeshua. I decree righteousness over you in the name of Yeshua. I honor Pastor Damon for sending me the podcast. And I honor Apostle Damon Thompson for preaching it. Thank you, sir. Incredible word that's affected my life. And I agree 100% with. I love y'all. You are so beautiful. Share divine identity with your friends and have their life encouraged and their mind renewed in Christ Yeshua. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.